This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Season 3 of House of Cards is upon us, and whether you love it or hate it, and there are strong feelings on both sides, the fact is that when Netflix released all 13 hours, or whatever it was, at 3 o'clock this morning East Coast time, it sucked up a big chunk of the broadband capacity in this country, which gets us, in a somewhat roundabout way, to the Federal Communications Commission and its much-awaited vote on net neutrality yesterday. It said, as you remember, among a whole bunch of other things, that broadband providers like Comcast and Verizon have to treat all internet users the same. Can't speed them up, can't slow them down, whether you like Netflix or don't. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more.
Frank Underwood, political schemer extraordinaire, is finally president. Here's a little taste from the first few minutes of the new season of House of Cards. Don't worry, no spoilers.
Oh, I wouldn't be here if I had a choice, but I have to do these sort of things now. Makes me seem more human. And you have to be a little human when you're the president.
To be human these days, for many of us, is to binge watch. But maybe you've had this experience before. You're streaming a video on Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, whatever, when suddenly it starts shuttering or buffering.
And you, the consumer, won't know who to blame.
Susan Crawford is the co-director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard University.
What the FCC is doing is saying, for the very first time, we're going to be looking hard at what Comcast and other ISPs are doing to squeeze the connections between their own network and outside networks. There is a cop on the beat now.
In other words, the FCC wants to regulate the internet just as it does other utilities, like phone lines, to make sure all users are treated the same. But Richard Bennett, a visiting fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, says the difference between phones and internet is demand.
Because people always demand more usage, more capacity from the internet. And if the internet service providers are not able to keep up with the rate of increased demand on the part of consumers, then the overall experience slows down for everybody.
Bennett thinks if the FCC's reporting requirements are too burdensome, it could slow the rate at which internet service providers are able to grow their networks. And thanks in part to shows like House of Cards, daily internet usage is doubling every couple of years. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
If you want to know, by the way, what it's like to be at Netflix global headquarters when a phenomenon like House of Cards goes live, we did exactly that story last season. We spent the night up there. It's actually a cool story. It's on our homepage, marketplace.org.